Thank you, Mike. Thanks for tuning in, all of you, to this broadcast of Dort College men's basketball on this Saturday afternoon. Just about set to begin starting lineups and also the national anthem still to come before this men's basketball game. This highly anticipated game, as we have said, first GPAC game of the season for both of these teams. Midland, of course, not a side to be forgotten about. They are number two in the country, tied with Cardinal Stritch, who Dort also saw last week Friday. That was Dort's first loss of the season to Cardinal Stritch, 63-82. That's all we have for now. We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's time for the national anthem. Thanks for tuning in to KDCR.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
The drums.
Keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords. Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song. A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
College basketball here on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in to us on this Saturday afternoon. Just about set to begin this first GPAC game of the season for both of these two teams. Dort College and Midland both coming into this game at 4-1 today. First, your starting lineups. For Midland, number 5, Marcus Franklin, a senior out of Hazelcrest, Illinois. Then number 10, Jesse Jones. Number 11, Galen Gully. Number 35, Alex Starkle. And number 41, Trevor Bryant. Then the starting lineup for your Dort College defenders. First, a sophomore out of Ankeny, Iowa, Brian Sumner. He's averaging 11.8 points per game for Dort College. Then number 13, Alex Terpstra, a sophomore out of Highlands, Colorado. He is going to be starting as well. Then Nathan Rindles, the junior out of Boulder, Colorado. He comes into this game shooting 93.5% from the free throw line, averaging 15 points a game and 7 rebounds a game for the defenders. Tyler Walterdorf, a senior out of Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 13 points a game, is starting. And then finally, Leighton Sampson, number 43, the freshman out of Worthington, Minnesota, coming into this game, averaging 11 points per game for Dort College. Dort's last two games were last week, Friday and Saturday, at Northwestern. They lost to number 2, Cardinal Stritch, 63-82. And then they won on Saturday last week against Valley City State, 85-59. Midland played their last two games. Last week, Saturday, they played Mount Mercy and won 76-61, and then they played at York on Wednesday and won 103-78. This is always an exciting game between these two teams, and it starts GPAC play this season between the two of them as well. Last season, Dort won at Midland early on in the season, 72-66, and then in the last regular season GPAC game at home, Midland came and beat Dort College 90-77. With that, we're just about set to begin tip-off. Dave Eagy, Rick Buchman, and Ron Jackson are our officials for today. In case you forgot, they are number two in the country, this Midland Warriors team, and they are the defending runner-ups, lost to Indiana Wesleyan in the national championship game last season. With that, we're just about set to begin play. Tip-off is fought for and won by Alex Starkle, who will be someone to watch today for Midland. He gives off to Galen Gully, and play has begun. Starkle averaging 17 points a game, 7 boards, and he has 9 blocks in 5 games this season. Free throw line jumper here, taken early on by Trevor Bryant, is no good. Rebound taken away, this time by Sumner. Sumner gives off to Terpstra. Terpstra to Rindle, top the key. He'll be guarded by Gully. He gives it off back now in the left corner to Terpstra. Terpstra back over to Rindle. Rindle swings around to Walterdorf. Walterdorf back around, driving inside now. Tough left-hand shot in traffic, and he gets it to fall, but a travel is called first on Trevor Walterdorf. Turnover there on the Dort College defenders will give Midland the ball here. Just 35 seconds into this game. As we said, GPAC play beginning today. Lots of other teams as well in the GPAC having their first conference games. Exciting time as well. After this, Dort will play against AIB on Wednesday and then Doan on Saturday. Turnover here by Midland trying to pass it inside. It's a turnover by Jesse Jones as it goes out of play off of his teammate's foot, and it will be Dort College basketball. Rindles will take the point here for the defenders. Guarded by Gully once again. He gives off to Walterdorf on the right elbow. Walterdorf drives inside, has it swatted away. Offensive rebound by Rindles, but then it's taken away from him. Driving to the basket now is number 10, Jesse Jones. He has it top of the key, and he'll slow things down. He gives it off to Marcus Franklin. Franklin on the left elbow. Looks like he may have traveled, but he gets the pass inside. But then air ball by Trevor Bryant. Offensive rebound, Starkle. Starkle inside on the right block. Tough shot in traffic, and he knocks it down. Alex Starkle with the first 2 points of the game for either team. Gets Midland on the board first. Sumner now has it, top of the key. Over to Terpstra, Terpstra to Rindles. Now back to Sumner on the right wing. Sumner will give it back to Walterdorf, top of the key. Walterdorf passes up on the three, gives it to Sampson. Sampson goes inside, and he gets the right-handed layup from the right block. Leighton Sampson with his first 2 points of the game, ties the game back up at two. With that, Jones will have it, and he gives it off to Marcus Franklin. Franklin passes it inside now. Starkle on the right block. Tough shot. Sampson's all over him, but good shot there by Starkle, and he has 4 points early on for the Warriors. Another made basket there for Starkle, as Rindles will take it up the court for Dort College. He gives off to Sumner. Sumner, top of the key, swings over to Rindles, still guarded by Gully. Looks to go inside to Sampson. He's been able to do so. Sampson's double-teamed immediately, but he still shoots over the top, and Leighton Sampson's able to finish. Leighton Sampson finishes over the top. That gives him 4 points, and we're tied once again at four. Gully now swings it around, and it's on the left wing with Marcus Franklin. Franklin then goes inside, and an easy left-hand layup for Trevor Bryant for Midland, and they're able to respond to the call by Dort College once again. Rindles now takes it once again over to Walterdorf. Walterdorf to Sumner on the left wing. Terpstra will then reset. Top the key. It gets swung around back over to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra, Terpstra, three-pointer from the top of the key, and he knocks it down. Three-pointer for Alex Terpstra of the Dort College defenders. It's a three-pointer, and that gives Dort College their first lead of this game, 7-6. With that, Jones will push the tempo forward here for Midland. He gives it off to Franklin. Franklin then inside on the left block is Bryant, and he's no good on his shot, but he was fouled on the play, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is called on Alex Terpstra. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's the first foul in this game, and that will send Trevor Bryant, the junior out of Takema, Nebraska, to shoot two for the Warriors. This Midland team overall as a whole very good at shooting free throws, as Bryant's able to knock down his first free throw for Midland. They have three players that are shooting over 90% with over 10 free throws total shot by each of them from the line. Franklin's a 92% free throw shooter. Gully is 96% from the line. And Hoosier is 90%. And now Bryant knocks down his first two free throws as well for Midland. So Midland takes an early 8-7 lead. Rindles has it top of the key now for Dort College. He gives it into Walterdorf. Walterdorf can't get on it, and it's bad away. Turnover Dort College. Gully steals it. He's going the other way, and he goes to the basket and finishes an improbable layup, and the foul called on Rindles. A great shot there by Galen Gully. He's been a nuisance for this Dort team for a few years now. He is a senior this year. Foul called on Rindles. That's going to be his first personal foul, team second. And now Terpstra comes out of the game, checking in as number 11, Patrick Knobloch. And now Gully, who shoots 95.8% from the free throw line on the season, will go to the line to try to complete his three-point play. Free throw is short, though no good for Galen Gully. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it off to Rindles on the right wing now. Rindles will give it over to Sumner. Sumner, top the key, back over to Nabla. Nabla over to Walterstorff, trying to go inside to Sampson. Switches it, though, over to Sumner. Sumner now to Nabla. Nabla over to Walterstorff. Three-pointer from the left corner by Walterstorff, and he knocks it down. Tyler Walterstorff with a three-pointer. His first points of the game for Dort College, and that ties this one up at 10, and we're not even 4 minutes into this game. Gully now gives it over to Jones. Jones to Franklin. Franklin on the right wing, looking to go anywhere with the ball. Finally drives inside. Good shot there by Franklin in traffic. Looks like he might have traveled, but he's able to finish. And those are his first points of the game. 12-10. Midland back on top. 15-55 still to go in the first half. Now a three-pointer is taken here by Dort College, but it looks like we may have an offensive foul here called instead, and that is what is going to be called. And it's on Rindles, and that is Nathan Rindles' second personal foul. He'll come out now, as will Sampson, for David Enherter and Andrew O'Donnell, and that's a big foul for Dort College, with Rindles having two fouls and still 15-51 to go in this second, in this first half. Excuse me. Midland up 12-10. Taking the point will be Jones. Jones at the top of the key, goes over to the left-hand side, passes it into Starkle. Starkle spins past Enherter, and he finishes on the left block. Alex Starkle with 6 points here already for Midland, puts him up four now. Walterstorff will take it forward for Dort College. He goes, tries inside. He's not able to finish the shot, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul called on number 41, Trevor Bryant. That's his first personal foul, team's first foul, and it will send Walterstorff to the line to shoot the first two free throws of the game for Dort College. Free throw for Walterstorff is up and good, so he knocks down that one. We'll have one more coming for Dort College. Second free throw is good for Walterstorff as well, so he's able to knock down a pair. It's 14-12. The Warriors still up two here on Dort College, with a lot of time remaining, 15-23 in this first half. Jones will once again take the point forward for Midland. Jones passes around to Franklin. Franklin at the top of the key. Swings around to Jones. Jones looking to go inside to Starkle, but he has to pass it up. Swings around. Gully on the left wing now. Gully drives inside, pulls up from the left elbow. It's too strong. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla gives it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff will lead Dort down the court now. Trying to shake off Bryant. He gets past him, and then he puts up a tough right-hand shot. No good. And it's last touch by Denherter trying to get the offensive rebound. And so it will be Midland basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday afternoon to Dort College basketball. I'm Derek DeVries reporting. Dort trailing 14-12 right now as Midland goes down the court. Bryant has his free throw line. He kicks it out. Three-pointer from the left-hand side by Franklin. No good. Rebound tracked down by Walterstorff. He'll hand it off to O'Donnell, and O'Donnell will sprint down the floor. Gives it off to Walterstorff, top the key. Walterstorff to Sumner. Sumner now on the left wing, gives off to Nabla, top the key again, up to Walterstorff, long three from the right-hand side, and he knocks it down. Tyler Walterstorff with another three-pointer, his second of the game, and that gives Dort College a 15-14 lead. Three-pointer there for Walterstorff, that's his second of the game already. 8 points early on for Walterstorff, and now a poor pass is made, and it's intercepted by O'Donnell. O'Donnell crashing towards the basket for the left-hand layup, and he finishes. Andrew O'Donnell inside, gets the steal, and returns it for the scorer, and Dort College up 17-14 now after the three-pointer, and then the layup by O'Donnell. Gully will take it forward for Midland. He kicks it out to Franklin. Franklin in the left corner right now on the baseline. He'll go out towards the top of the key, kicks it out, three-pointer from the right-hand side by Jones, is short, and the rebound's handled by Nabla, and Nabla gives it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell trying to sprint past Gully, but he slowed down, and he'll give it off to Walterstorff. Another three from the top of the key, and it's good! Tyler Walterstorff with his third three-pointer of this game. Three three-pointers early on for Tyler Walterstorff. He has 11 points in the first 6.5 minutes. Timeout called by Midland. With 13:38 to go in this first half, Dort College up 20-14, exploding here on a 10-0 run, helped by a couple of free throws, two Walterstorff three-pointers, and a steal and a layup for O'Donnell. 30-second timeout called. This broadcast of Dort College basketball brought to you by American State Bank, proud to support the Dort Defenders, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Also by Bohr and Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at boreandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Both of these teams, as we said, 4-1 coming into this, and both of them with high expectations about possibly winning the GPAC this season. Midland was the preseason favorite to do so, and that shows as well by their national ranking of number 2. It'd be nice for Dort College to start off the GPAC season with a big win over one of the toughest, if not the toughest team in the GPAC, at least according to preseason rankings. Timeout's over, and Midland will now take it down the court. It's Jones who has it top the key. Jones drives inside, top right hand, layup in traffic, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Jones fouled by Tyler Waltersdorf. That's going to be his first personal foul, fourth team foul, and that will send Jesse Jones, the junior out of Houston, Texas, to the line to shoot two. First free throw coming here for Jones. And he knocks it down. Jesse Jones knocks down his first free throw for Midland. Makes it a 2015 game. Dort's still up 5. This broadcast also brought to you by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Second free throw here coming from Jones is no good. Off the glass. Rebound fought for and taken away by Waltersdorf. One of two there converted by Jones. Makes it a 5-point game. And O'Donnell will take it down the court here for Dort College. O'Donnell passes around to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf is called, drives inside, and a hand check is going to be called here on Midland. That's on Marcus Franklin. Some sarcastic cheers from the crowd here. Been looking for that call for a while. And now a first personal foul on Marcus Franklin. Number 21, Harold Ridgeway, comes into the game for Midland. He checks into the game for Alex Starkle. 13:16 to go in this first half, and Dort will inbound it after the second team foul is called on Midland. Waltersdorf has it top of the key. They're not leaving as much of a cushion for him at the three-point line anymore for obvious reasons after he's at 3 in the first 7 minutes of this game. But a three-pointer now from the right-hand side is knocked down by, guess who, Brian Sumner. His first three-pointer of the game, and Sumner knocks that one down. Dort College up 8, 23-15 on another three-pointer, this time by Sumner. Midland looking to respond. Driving to the hoop is Franklin. He spins around, low out of control. Now he kicks it out. Three-pointer from the left-hand side. No good. Believe that was Jordan Flynn, number 34, on the three-pointer. No good. O'Donnell pushing the tempo. Banks a crossover pass. One defender drives all the way towards the basket. And Andrew O'Donnell finishes. Timeout called once again by Midland. 12:35 to go in this first half. Dort College up 10, 25-15. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KDCR.
A Dort College education is within reach. The vast majority of our students qualify for financial aid, and 98% receive financial assistance in the form of grants, scholarships, or student employment on campus. No matter what your financial picture looks like, our financial aid advisors are eager to help you find a place at Dort College. Chances are, once you talk to them, you'll discover that college is more of a reality than you might have thought. Check us out at dort.edu.
Is brought to you by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell, mutual reinsurance company providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. After the second timeout here called by Midland, not even 7.5 minutes into this game, play resumes. Dort College up 25-15 and firing on all cylinders here at the beginning of this game. Marcus Franklin has it on the right elbow. He passes it inside to his teammate, number 21, Harold Ridgeway. And Ridgeway finishes the layup, but he steps out of play on the baseline when he tried to grab that pass. Turnover number 3 on Midland. That will give Dort College the basketball. Another substitution, Alex Starkle back into the game for Midland for Ridgeway. And then also number 25, Jalen Hoosier, is going to come into the game for Marcus Franklin for the Warriors. Dort College already up 10, trying to expand on that lead here as O'Donnell will be the one to take the ball up court. So for Dort College on the floor is O'Donnell, Feenstra, Sampson, Terpstra, and Sumner. O'Donnell trying to shake off goal. He gives it to Sampson. Sampson drives inside all the way to the right block, and he puts up the shot, and he makes it with the foul. Leighton Sampson inside, finishing strong. That's 6 points for him already, and the foul. He'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Foul is called on Alex Starkle. That's his first personal foul, third team foul on Midland. So Samson will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play for the defenders. Dort 2 of 2 from the line so far today. And Samson's able to knock down that free throw and complete it. So Dort College goes up 13 here, 28-15. And Midland in a bit of trouble here with still 12:05 to go in this first half, though plenty of time remaining. With the ball right now is DJ Vaughn, who's in the game as well. Now he gives up to Goey on the left wing. Goey to the top of the key. Goey kicks it out to Vaughn. Three-pointer from the right-hand side, and he knocks it down. DJ Vaughn with the three-pointer for Midland cuts the deficit to 10. We know he's been a threat here against Dort College in the past. The senior out of Aurora, Illinois, really hurt Dort last year in that second game where they lost 77-90 at home. One of the four home losses Dort has had in the last 3 years. Now Terpstra will shoot a three from the top of the key, and he knocks it down. Alex Terpstra with a three-pointer for the Dort College defenders, his second of this game, and it's 31-18. Dort College already with six threes in the first 7.5 minutes of this, and now a pass inside leads to a dunk for Harold Ridgway. Harold Ridgway inside finishes with the strong dunk, and that pumps up the Midland bench a bit. 11:15 still to go in the first half, 31-20, Dort up 11. Sumner swings around to Feenstra in the left corner, passes up a three, gives it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell will try to drive on the right-hand side of the basket on Goey, and he has it swatted away, but a blocking foul is going to be called as well on Midland. Fox stops with 11:03 after the foul is called on Galen Goey, number 11. That's his first personal foul, fourth team foul, and that will send Andrew O'Donnell to the line to shoot two for the defenders. First free throw for O'Donnell is off the mark, not able to convert. Waltersdorf checks back into the game now for Feenstra for the defenders. Waltersdorf has been a presence already in this game by far. He has 11 points and 3 three-pointers. Second free throw for O'Donnell, rattles out and no good. Rebound taken away by Ridgway, so O'Donnell misses a pair at the line. Dort College still up 31-20 as Goey will take the ball up the court for the Warriors. Goey gives it off to Vaughn. Vaughn at the top of the key, looking for someone to pass it to, and he gives it back to Goey. 20 seconds still on the shot clock as Goey will swing it around to Hoosier. Hoosier back over to Vaughn. Vaughn to Goey. Goey back over to Hoosier now on the left wing. Hoosier looking at a three. He'll kick it back out. 9 on the shot clock still, as with right now is Goey on the right wing. Goey trying to attack. 5 on the shot clock, and now we're going to have a hand-checking foul here. 12 on Dort College with 4 on the shot clock. They're going to give Midland a fresh shot clock here after a foul is called on Andrew O'Donnell, his first personal, team's fifth. And now Trevor Bryant checks back into the game for Midland for Harold Ridgway. 10:32 to go in the first half. Dort College up 31-20. New shot clock here for Midland as they'll inbound it to the top of the key where Goey will take possession. Goey swings around. DJ Vaughn looks at a three from 3 feet behind the three-point line. Passes up. Kicks it out to Hoosier. Three-pointer top the key. Knocks it down. Jalen Hoosier with his first three-pointer of the game. Cuts the deficit down to 8 for Midland. Dort College still up 31-23. Terpstra now has it, top the key for Dort College, dribbles around, gives it over to Waltersdorf on the left-hand side. Waltersdorf trying to drive past his defender, can't do so, swings it around to O'Donnell. O'Donnell now inside to Sumner. Sumner loses the ball, gets it back, but a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow belongs to Dort, so they will keep possession. Then Herder and Knoblaw back into the game now for Dort College. They check in for Sampson and Sumner. So a couple of subs here for Dort College as they'll inbound it on the baseline. 17 seconds still on the shot clock. 10:02 to go in this first half. Dort College up 8, 31-23. O'Donnell passes it over the top, and Terpstra catches it, and he'll give it back to O'Donnell. And now Dort will reset the offense. Top the key with Waltersdorf. 10 on the shot clock. He gives it off to Knoblaw. Knoblaw to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 6 on the shot clock spins around inside, kicks it back out to Knoblaw. Knoblaw passes up the shot, drives inside, tries to pass it in to Denher. He does so. Denher goes up with the shot, and it's blocked. And he did get his own rebound, but the shot clock goes off before he can get the put back up. Turnover number 5 on Dort College, and that will give Midland the basketball. Dort College a little unaware there of the shot clock. Knoblaw driving inside. Denher thought he had a little more time, and he did get the shot off in time, but it was blocked and didn't hit the rim to reset the shot clock. So even though he got the offensive rebound, the horn sounded, and it will be Midland basketball. Goey has it on the right-hand side right now of the wing. He'll swing it around to Vaughn. Vaughn to Hoosier. Hoosier passes up a three and kicks it back out to Vaughn. Vaughn back out to Goey. Goey now will take a three from the right-hand side, and it's going to roll around. No good. Rebound being fought for. Falling to the floor is Starkle, and he goes to the ground. Might have gotten an elbow, but the rebound's handled by Denher. Dort pushing forward. O'Donnell, three from the left-hand side. No good. Rebound O'Donnell. Back over, and a nice pass from Walters-Dorf to Nabla. And Nabla with an easy left-handed shot from the block. Patrick Nabla, his first 2 points of the game, gives Dort a 10-point lead once again. 33-23 with 9 minutes to go in the first half. Goey will pass it around to Hoosier now. Hoosier on the right-hand side once again. Back to Goey, over to Vaughn. Vaughn inside now to Starkle, who averages most points per game on this team, but he has it ripped away from him by Nabla. Good job by Nabla stealing that one, and he'll slow things down, give it off to Terpstra. Terpstra to Walters-Dorf. Walters-Dorf inside to O'Donnell. O'Donnell now on the left baseline. He'll pass it out to Walters-Dorf. Walters-Dorf thinks about a three, top the key, drives inside, kicks it out to Terpstra. Terpstra drives into the free throw line, and then makes a poor pass that's picked away by Goey. Turnover by the defenders. Goey now driving towards the basket, tries to finish by himself, and he does so nicely. A nice finish by Galen Goey in traffic. Had a couple of Dort players in front of him, but he's able to finish the tough layup, and it's 33-25. Dort College still up 8 with 8:15 to go in this first half. Terpstra will give it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell will have it at the top of the key, 20 seconds on the shot clock. He gives off to Walters-Dorf. Walters-Dorf kick out Nabla, three, right corner, and that one falls as well. Patrick Nabla with a three-pointer from the far right corner. Timeout called with 8 minutes to go. Dort College up 36-25. It's a 30-second timeout here called by Dort College, and we'll have a couple of subs as well. This broadcast of Dort College basketball brought to you by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at hiltrealestate.com. 8 minutes to go here in this first half. Dort College leads 36-25. And by my count, it's in large hope to 7 3-pointers in the first 12 minutes of this game by Dort College. 3 by Walters-Dorf, 2 by Terpstra, and 1 by Sumner and Nabla. Play set to resume here. It's O'Donnell, Feenstra, Nabla, Sampson, and Sumner on the floor for the defenders. Jesse Jones will take the point here for Midland. He kicks it out to number 14, Avery Langford, who's in the game now. And Langford drives into the lane, and he finishes inside traffic. So a nice finish by Langford, who's seen his first action of the game now. 36-27, Dort still up 9. Feenstra will swing it around to Nabla. Nabla has it top the key, gives off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking for someone to go with the ball, gives it back to Feenstra. 22 on the shot clock. Dort still has it top the key, trying to get inside. They pass inside, trying to pick out Sampson, and a foul is going to be called here on Midland, trying to stop and deny that pass. That's going to be the fifth team foul here on Midland with 7:27 to go in this first half. Fouls called on number 21, Harold Ridgway. That's his first personal, and Dort will inbound it under the basket. It's inbound to Feenstra. Feenstra out to Nabla. Nabla inside to O'Donnell. O'Donnell kicks out. Sumner, three from the left-hand side, and it's good. Brian Sumner with his second three-pointer. Dort College knocks down their eighth three of this first half with still 7:14 to go in the first half. Langford will swing it around to Jones. Jones over to Franklin. Now Jones again kicks out Langford. Langford over to Franklin. Franklin on the right wing right now, being defended by Nabla. Gets a screen, but he passes it around. Still 18 on the shot clock for Midland as on the three-point line is Franklin. He kicks out three-pointer from the right corner. Is knocked down by Avery Langford. He knocks down his first three-pointer of the game. Cuts it back down to 9. Once again, 39-30. Dort College in lead with still 6:45 to go in this first half. Nabla will swing it over to O'Donnell, and O'Donnell will have it at the top of the key. Moves over to the right-hand side. Now back to the center. He drives in, cuts it out, kicks it out to Feenstra. Three-pointer, and it's too strong. Rebound being fought for by Nabla, but winning the rebound instead is number 24, Hill. Now Nabla driving, Midland driving inside and taking it in for the layup was Jesse Jones, and he's fouled on the play, so he'll go to the line and try to complete the three-point play. After that foul is called on Leighton Sampson, that's his first personal foul. O'Donnell comes out of the game. Walters-Dorf checks in. That layup makes it a 39-32 game. Midland down 7. Dort College still in the lead. And Jones will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Jones 1 of 2 from the free throw line so far today. Jones, the junior out of Houston, Texas, is able to knock down the free throw for Midland, and that makes it a 39-33 game with 6:20 to go here in the second half, as Walters-Dorf will take the point here for the defenders. Waltersdorf gives off to Nabla. Nabla at the top of the key still, looking for somewhere to go with the ball. And he passes off to Sumner. Sumner to the back over to Waltersdorf, inside to Feenstra. Feenstra kicks out Sumner, Sumner to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the top of the key, 15 seconds on the shot clock still, and now Nabla tries to pass it into the post, and it's poked out of play by Langford. Possession will remain with Dort on the sideline. 6 minutes going in the first half, 13 on the shot clock still for this Dort College possession. Nabla inbounds it over to Waltersdorf on the left-hand side, 10 seconds now on the shot clock. Waltersdorf being guarded by a couple players, kicks it out to Sumner, three-pointer, and Sumner knocks down the three-pointer. Brian Sumner, with a hand in his face, knocks down the three after the nice assist by Waltersdorf, and that makes it a 42-33 game. Now driving inside is Jones, and Jones is fouled as he crashes towards the basket, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul is called on Brian Sumner. That's going to be his first personal foul, 17 foul, but it will send Jones to the line to shoot two due to being a shooting foul. Free throw coming here for Jones. He'll have a pair. Jones, 2 of 3 at the line so far today, and he knocks down his first. That makes him 3 of 4. And Gully will check back into the game for Langford for the Warriors. Second free throw coming here for Jones. This broadcast brought to you by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City Hall, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Second free throw is good as well for Jones, so he's 4 of 5 from the line so far today, and that makes it a 42-35 game. 42-35, Nabla has it at the top of the key, being guarded by Gully right now for the defenders. He passes it inside to Feenstra, and Feenstra can't handle it, but he is able to save it off of the knee of a Midland player so that it's not a turnover for Dort College. He'll keep the ball under the basket. Starkle back into the game now for Midland. He checks in for Ridgeway as Dort will inbound on the right-hand side of the baseline. 5:24 still to go in this first half as it is inbounded far out to Sumner, who will have it at the top of the key. He gives it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back to Nabla. Feenstra looks at the three, top of the key, passes it up, gives it back to Sumner. Sumner then gives it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf spins in traffic, and he finishes the tough layup inside with the foul. Tyler Waltersdorf with another nice move inside, spins in, gets the tough layup to go, and he's fouled on the play by number 5, Marcus Franklin. That's his second personal foul, and he'll check out the game now for Hoosier. So Hoosier into the game as Marcus Franklin has two personal fouls with 5:12 still remaining in this first half, and now Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And he is able to do so. Tyler Waltersdorf, 3 of 3 from the line early on here for Dort College, and they're back up 45-35. Goey will take the point for Midland, kicks it around. Still nothing going here as Hoosier passed up three, top of the key. Kicks it out, passing up a three-pointer is Jones. 20 on the shot clock still. Now Jones kicks it out to Gully. Gully will try to reset the offense as he drives inside to the right elbow. Kick out, Jones, three-pointer, top of the key. No good, off the rim. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla will go forward for the defenders. Up 10 with 4:40 to go in this first half. Feenstra swings around. It's a dangerous pass, nearly picked off by Gully, and actually hits Waltersdorf last. Turnover defenders. It will be Midland basketball. Turnover number 7 on Dort College as Dort makes a series of subs. On the court right now for Dort is Terpstra, O'Donnell, Sumner, Waltersdorf, and then Herder. For Midland, Gully, Starkle, Hoosier, and then also Jones and Bryant on the court right now with 4:35 to go in this first half. 45-35, Dort College up 10. Keep in mind, Rendles has two fouls. Haven't seen a lot of him as a result as he picked up that second foul with just under 16 minutes to go in this first half. And Jones drives inside here for Midland. He finishes the shot, but the shot's not going to count as he was bumped before the shot was taken. Foul was called on Brian Sumner. That's his second personal now, and that will send Jones to the line to shoot 1-1, and Nabla will check into the game for Sumner as a result. So Sumner checks out of the game. 8th team foul on the defenders. 16 fouls on Midland, so both teams currently in the 1-1 bonus with the next foul as Jones will go to the line. Jones 4 of 5 from the line so far today, and he knocks down the front end of the 1-1, so now 5 of 6 from the line for the day. Makes it 45-36. Second free throw coming here for Jones. And Jesse Jones is able to knock down both of them. So he's 6 of 7 from the line so far today. Makes it a 45-37 game. Dort College playing well, but still only up 8 in this first half. O'Donnell has it right now, top of the key, gives off to Walterdorf. Walterdorf kicks it out to Terpstra. Terpstra on the right-hand side, swings it around. Now it's Nabal on the left wing. Nabal looking for somewhere to go with the ball, wants to get into Denherter, but he can't, so he swings it back around. Passing up a long three with Terpstra. Terpstra gives it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell now swings it over, and Dort College will have it top of the key once again with 10 on the shot clock. Now in the left corner with it is O'Donnell. He'll drive inside, and he tries to make a dangerous pass, and that's picked off by Jones of Midland. And now Dort has called for a foul in the process, slowing down the fast break for Midland. That foul is going to be called on Tyler Walterdorf, and now he has two fouls as well. So fouls starting to accumulate a bit here for some of the players of Dort College. Walterdorf with two personal fouls, and he has 14 points. And it looks like Sumner is going to check into the game with two fouls for Walterdorf before Jones goes to the line to shoot 1-1 once more for Midland. Jones 6-7 from the free throw line so far today with 3:50 to go in the first half. Free throw for Jesse Jones, knocks down another one, so he's 7 of 8 from the line now. As it looks like DJ Vaughn will check back into the game for Trevor Bryant for the Warriors. Midland 9 of 11 from the line as a team so far, but most of that being Jesse Jones. He's 7 of 8. He has one more coming here. And Jones is able to knock down another one, so 8 of 9 from the free throw line here in this first half is Jesse Jones, and that cuts it to 45-39. With that, Sumner will take it forward for Dort, swings it around to Nabla. Now we're back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner on the right-hand side wing, and he tries to shake off Gully, and Gully's going to be called for a foul here, getting a little close in defense. And excuse me, it looks like they're going to give that to Jesse Jones. So Jones picks up his first personal foul instead. Seventh team foul, so that's going to send Sumner to the line to shoot 1-1, as that's the seventh team foul for the defenders. Sampson and Feenster are going to is going to come into the game for their college, Ford and Herder. Feenster is waiting to come in for the shooter, Sumner. First, Sumner will shoot a 1-1 here at the line for Dort College. 3:35 to go in the first half. Dort up 6, 45-39. Front end of the 1-1 is no good by Sumner, not able to knock it down, but Dort College has tracked down the offensive rebound, but now a double dribble has been called here on Terpstra. I didn't see anything, and so that will give Midland the ball as Jordan Flynn checks into the game for Hoosier, and Sumner checks out once again for Feenstra. Some protests from the crowd there after that double dribble was called. That's turnover number 9 on the defenders here, with still 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Jones has it, top of the key, swings around, Gully, three-pointer from the right-hand side, got it. Galen Gully with a three-pointer now for Midland, and just like that, they've cut it to a 45-42 game. Dort College only up 3. Crowd trying to urge them on as Dort College has allowed 7 straight points for Midland. Nabla swings it over to Feenstra. Feenstra on the left-hand side, gives it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell over to Terpstra. Terpstra still on the right-hand side, gives it over to Feenstra, now top the key, back to Nabla. Nabla to Terpstra. Terpstra will take a three from the top of the key, and he knocks it down, but he traveled before he got the shot off. Turnover number 10 on Dort College gives Millen the ball with a chance to possibly tie it on this possession. And so it will be Midland basketball as we're under 3 minutes to go here in this first half. 45-42, Dort College leads it by 3. 2:45 to go in the first half now. As swinging it around are several Midland players. Finally, Gully's going to take a three, top of the key, and it's no good. Too strong. Rebound fought for by O'Donnell. And O'Donnell does not hold on, but it's poked out of play by DJ Vaughn, so it will be Dort basketball. O'Donnell will be the one to take this one forward for Dort College. Marcus Franklin, the only player for Midland with two personal fouls so far in this first half. As now we have an offensive foul here called on Dort. It's going to be an offensive foul called on Andrew O'Donnell. So that's his second personal foul now. So that means Sumner, Rindles, O'Donnell, and also Walterdorf all with two personal fouls for Dort College in this first half. So once again, Midland will take the ball forward. 45-42, Dort College up 3 with 2:20 to go in the first half. Vaughn passes up a three-pointer, gets swung around, and now a wide-open three from the left-hand side for Gully is no good. Nabla gets the rebound. It's poked out of play once again by Vaughn, but it will be Dort College basketball. Midland not afraid to shoot threes either. They have four in this first half, but Dort College really hitting their three-pointers, nine of them so far in this first half with just over 2 minutes still to go. Feenstra gives off to Terpstra for Dort College. Terpstra tries to get inside to Sampson, and Sampson gets on the ball. Gully nearly steals it. Now Sampson passes to Feenstra. Feenstra goes inside strong. It's no good, but he fouls, so he will go at the line to shoot two for the defenders. Foul is called on number 20, DJ Vaughn. That's his first personal foul, as Feenstra will go at the line to shoot two for Dort College. Coming into this game, Feenstra shooting 50% from the line. He's 10 of 20 on the season. He'll have two coming here. First free throw is short for Feenstra and no good. Not able to knock that one down. Dort College struggling from the line. They're 4 of 8 so far in this game for 50%. As Feenstra will have one more coming. Second free throw for Taylor Feenstra is too strong. No good. And the rebound's taken away by Midland. So Dort struggling at the line. 4 of 9 so far in this game. They're 65% from the line as a team this season in 5 games. Gully will take it forward now for Midland. He'll swing it around. Vaughn has it on the left wing. Vaughn takes a three from the left-hand side. Too strong. Rebound fought for. And it's won by Flynn, but that's because he has fouled in the process. Jordan Flynn called for his first personal foul and will go down the other way, and Dort College will shoot free throws. Ninth team foul on Midland, so still a 1-1 as Taylor Feenstra will go to the line to shoot once again for Dort College. Just missed a pair. .139 to go in this first half. Free throw is good for Taylor Feenstra. So he's able to knock that one down and put Dort up 46-42. One more coming for Feenstra. Feenstra, the freshman out of Hall, Iowa. And he's able to knock that one down as well. So Taylor Feenstra goes 2-4 from the 2-4 from the free throw line so far in this game, but he knocks down both of those as far as the 1-1, and Dort College up 47-42 with a minute and a half remaining in the first half. Gully has it at the top of the key. He'll give it off to Starkle. Starkle back over to Gully now. Gully still dribbling around, trying to shake off Knoblaw. Tries to pass inside, but he has to swing it around. Now Vaughn has it on the left wing. Vaughn will pass it around to Jones. Jones inside to Starkle. Starkle finishes inside with the right hand. Alex Starkle has 8 points now. He's an authoritative force inside for Midland. He has 8 points. There's a reason he's averaging 17 points a game and 7 rebounds a game for this team coming into today. 1 minute remaining as Dort College will take it forward with a 47-44 lead. O'Donnell has it. He'll swing it around to Terpstra. Terpstra trying to get inside to Sampson. Eventually he has to dribble out of it. Gives it to Feenstra. And now it looks like we are going to have another offensive foul here called on Dort College. Is that the call? It looks like we're going to have a double foul called. A double foul called. So Jordan Flynn of Midland will be called for the foul, and then Leighton Sampson will be called for his second personal foul. Second foul for Flynn and also Sampson. Now Denher comes in for Sampson with 48.3 seconds to go in this first half. So a double foul, so Dort will just have the ball with a reset shot clock once again. Some talk about whether the shot clock needs to be reset or not with 48 seconds to go. Both teams in the double bonus for the remainder of this first half. Looks like they will have the shot clock not reset, so it will be 13 seconds on the shot clock here for Dort College with 48 seconds to go in the first half. Substitution here for the Warriors. Trevor Bryant checks into the game for Jordan Flynn as Dort College will get ready to inbound it here. So on the court right now is Knoblaw, Terpstra, O'Donnell, Feenstra, and Den Herder for the defenders. Only one of their starters on the court right now with 7 on the shot clock as Knoblaw drives inside. Tough floater in traffic, no good. Rebound fought for, taken away by Vaughn. Now Midland will hold on to the ball for a while. There's 33 seconds still in the game, 29 on the shot clock. So there is still a shot clock here, but they can hold it for the majority of their half. Fans start to get up to their feet to applaud the defenders on what's been a great first half so far. Highly entertaining game. Dort College up 47-44 as Jesse Jones will dribble it around right now for Midland. He's being defended by O'Donnell, 13 on the shot clock. Still looking for someone to go with the ball. 10 on the shot clock now as he drives towards the right-hand side. He'll try to get it inside to Starkle. Now he just drives inside himself. Kick out pass to Vaughn. Vaughn three from the left-hand corner. Got it. DJ Vaughn with a three-pointer, his second of the game, ties at 47, 2 seconds go, and now a half-quarter here by Andrew O'Donnell, and it's short. It falls short, and that will do it for the first half. So our score at the half, the Dort College Defenders 47, the Midland Warriors 47, and what's been a highly entertaining game. That's all for now. We'll be back in 2 minutes with some statistics from this first half. Back from halftime of this Dort College basketball game, our score at the half in this men's basketball GPAC game, Dort College and Midland tied at 47. The first GPAC game of the season for both of these teams, and it has been highly entertaining. No official stats yet here, but Dort College, by my count, has a total of 9 threes, I believe, in that first half. 3 by Brian Sumner, 3 by Tyler Waltersdorf, and then 2 by Terpstra, and 1 by Patrick Knobloch. Leading in scoring, according to my count, for Dort College is Waltersdorf with 14 points, Sumner with 9, and then Sampson with 7. And as for Midland, Jesse Jones has 11 points, 8 of those points, I believe, coming from the free throw line. And then we have 8 points as well for Alex Starkel and 6 for DJ Vaughn, 2 of those being threes. Midland with a total, I believe, of 5 three-pointers in that first half. A wild game. Dort College started down for a while just by a couple of baskets, and then they were able to get on top, down 12-14. They went on an 8-0 run, made it a 20-14 game. That led to a timeout by Midland, and led by that extent for quite some time as well. It was 10-14, and later, Dort total, when it was 28-15, Dort went on an 18-1 run. That put them up 13, but then Midland started gradually fighting back. It was 33-23. And then it was 36-25, and finally they were able to chip away. Dort finally had a large lead of 42-33, and then Midland fired back and was able to get this game to 45-42 with Dort only up 3. And then Midland ended the half on a 5-0 run, ending with a DJ Vaughn 3 with about 5 seconds left to tie this game at 47. We'll be back with the official stats in 2 minutes on KDCR, your home for Rock Solid Radio. Back with KDCR basketball, it's Dort College and Midland tied at 47 here at the half in this first GPAC game of the season for both teams. This broadcast brought to you by Kevin Gasing, CFAM, Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor at 712-395-0764, and by the Dort College Bookstore located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30 Fridays from 9 to 4. And Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Have the official stats now for that first half. Dort College was led in scoring by Tyler Waltersdorf, 14 points, 3 of 3 shooting on three-pointers. Also, Brian Sumner with 9 points in that first half. He also 3 of 3 shooting from three-point land, and then 7 points for Leighton Sampson in the first half, 6 for Alex Terpstra. His 6 points coming from 2 of 2 from the three-point line. For Midland, they are led in scoring by Jesse Jones. He has 10 points, and then Alex Starkel with 8 points. Galen Gulley with 7, DJ Vaughn with 6. Rebounding-wise, Dort College dominating Midland 16-6 in rebounds. That's right, Midland only had 6 rebounds in that entire first half. But Dort College not taking care of the basketball as well as Midland. 10 turnovers in the first half for the defenders, 4 for Midland. Shooting-wise, Midland 16 of 27 from the field. That's good for 59%. They're 5 of 13 from 3 for 39%. And at the free throw line, 10 of 12 for 83%. This is a very good free throw shooting team. Dort College 16 of 24 for the field for an astounding 67%. In that first half, 9 of 12 from the three-point line, 75%. 9 threes, and yet we are tied here at 47. And then Dort College 6 of 11 from the free throw line for 55%. Dort came into this game shooting 65% from the free throw line as a team, and it is showing today as well, whereas this Midland team, very dangerous from the free throw line if it would come to the situation. Franklin, Gulley, and also Hoosier are all shooting over 90% from the free throw line, and Gulley shooting 96% from the free throw line coming into today. And then we've also seen Jesse Jones. He is a threat from the free throw line today. He's 8 of 9 from the line shooting. Inside, Waltersdorf is 4 of 6 total, 3 of 3, though, from three-point land, and 3 of 3 from the free-throw line. Fouls-wise, it was 10 for Midland and 11 for Dort College. Only players with 2 fouls on Midland are Jordan Flynn and Marcus Franklin. For Dort College, Brian Sumner, Nathan Rindles, Tyler Waltersdorf, Leighton Sampson, and also Andrew O'Donnell, all with two fouls, as we'll get start ready to begin this second half in about 5 minutes. Back with more in 2 minutes on KDCR. You're listening to Sports on KDCR, your home for Rock Solid Radio. This is another broadcast of Dort College Men's Basketball. I'm Derek DeVries with you here on this Saturday afternoon. Our score at the half, the Dort College Defenders 47 and the Midland Warriors 47 in the first GPAC game of the season for both teams in this home game at DeWitt Gymnasium. This broadcast of Dort College Basketball brought to you by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair at 722-2313. Also by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julia Renz and Steve Heffeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens at 722-1902 to be proactive. The women's game that we had earlier today, if you have not heard, the women fell to Midland, who is receiving votes in women's basketball, 69-57. In other women's basketball scores we have from the GPAC, a couple of four top 15 teams playing each other. Number 2, Morningside, wins at number 9, Concordia, these national rankings, 78-70. And then number 5, Hastings, wins at number 15, Northwestern, 81-69. Some scores as well from football. Concordia wins at Briarcliff, 37-25. Number 1, Morningside, falls at Doan. They get their first loss of the season. They lose at Doan 49-48 in a high-scoring game. Dort loses at Dakota Wesleyan in their final game of the season 40-14. Northwestern beats Midland at home 22-2, and Hastings beats Nebraska Wesleyan 31-24. We'll be back in a minute on KDCR with your second half of Dort College basketball. 47-47, our score at the half between the Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors, as we're just about set to begin the second half. This broadcast brought to you by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office at 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig, a broker. There are 4 other GPAC men's basketball games going on all right now. Midland is playing here, as we said, and as we are announcing, and then Morningside's at Concordia, Hastings is at Northwestern, Dakota State is playing at Mount Marty, so that is not a GPAC game, then also Nebraska Wesleyan is playing at Central College. That's actually Nebraska Wesleyan's first game of the entire season. With that, we are set to begin the second half. On the floor for Dort College, it will be Sumner, Terpstra, Rindles, Walthersdorf, and Sampson. And for Midland, it will be Franklin, Jones, Gulley, Starkle, and Bryant. With that, the second half has begun, and we're tied at 47. Inside, Gulley passes it to Starkle, and a quick start for Midland. They're up 49-47 here as we just begin the second half, and Dort College will have to start the second half here, down 2. Sumner will take it forward for the defenders, passes around to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the left-hand side, driving inside, and there's going to be a foul here called on the floor by Midland. First team foul. Foul is called on Trevor Bryant, his second personal foul, with 19:33 still to go in this second half. Next game's coming up for Dort College men. They will play Wednesday at AIB in Des Moines at 7 o'clock. You can hear that game on the Dort Athletics page or on KDCR 88.5 FM. And then Saturday, they'll be at Doan in their second GPAC game of the season. That also on Dort Athletics or KDCR. That's at 4 o'clock. Turnover here by Rindles. It's taken away by Gulley. And now he's going to drive all the way towards the basket. Pass it forward to Franklin. Franklin's shot is blocked, and it does not fall. And the rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles now passes it across Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra. Terpstra over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf swings around. Three-pointer in the left corner by Rindles. And it's swatted right in his face by Marcus Franklin. And out of play. It will still be Dort College basketball, but a nice job recovering on defense there by Marcus Franklin, the senior out of Hazel Crest, Illinois. A couple of notable seniors on this team that were on that team last year that made it to the final in the NAIA National Tournament before falling to Indiana Wesleyan. Rindles now passes it inside, trying to pick out Sampson, but it's picked off by Jones. 4 start here by Dort, 2 turnovers in the first minute, and now Jones will go forward for Midland. He's a little wild, floating in the air, going for a tough floater shot, no good. Rebound by Sumner. Sumner then to Rindles. Rindles has it poked out of his hand, out of play. Ball will remain with Dort College here, as O'Donnell is going to come into the game for Rindles. First time we've seen Rindles in quite some time. He picked up 2 fouls in the first 4 minutes of that first half and wasn't able to play much as a result. And now he'll take a seat to the bench after a couple of turnovers here to start this second half. Dort College now inbounds under the basket, and they go inside to Sampson. Sampson inside! Finishes strong, and the foul. Leighton Sampson finishing for the defenders. That gives him 9 points now on this game. He'll go to the line to try to give Dort the lead and complete the three-point play. Foul was also called on Marcus Franklin. That's a big foul because that is his third personal foul. And so now Jalen Hoosier will come into the game for Franklin. Sampson, one of one from the line so far today. And he's able to complete the three-point play and put Dort in a one-point lead. Dort College up 50-49 in this one. But still 18:40 to go in the second half as Jones will take the point position here for Midland. Hoosier will pass it around to Jones. Jones over to Gully now on the right wing. Still 18 on the shot clock as Hoosier will take a three from the left-hand side, top of the key. No good. Rebound fought for, though, between Sumner and Terpstra, and that allows Bryant to get on the ball for the Warriors. With that, Midland will reset the offense. Jones hands it off to Gully, and Gully will reset. Gully top the key, drives inside, drives around a screen, and he nearly traveled with it, but he's able to kick it out in time to Jones. Now Jones drives to the basket, and a foul is going to be called on the floor here by Dort College. Foul is called on number 5, Brian Sumner. That's his third personal foul now, and Brindles will go into the game for Sumner. So both teams with a guard with 3 fouls. Franklin has 3 fouls for Midland, and now Sumner with 3 fouls for the defenders. Inbounds pass taken under the basket by Midland. It's on the left-hand side right now with Gully. Gully swings it around over to Jones on the right-hand side. Jones back over to Hoosier. Hoosier passes up a 3, kicks it back out over to Jones. 23 still on the shot clock here as Jones kicks out back to Hoosier. Hoosier will take the 3 this time, and he knocks it down. Jalen Hoosier with his second 3-pointer of this game gives Midland a 52-50 lead on Dort College. Dort pushing the tempo forward quickly as O'Donnell has it. He'll swing it around. Walterstorff 3, top of the key. Got it. Tyler Walterstorff with his fourth 3-pointer of this game. He knocks down that one, and he had a hand in his face to go for it, but it didn't stop him there. Tyler Walterstorff with another one. That gives him 17 on the game, and Dort College back in the lead by 1. Now a pass made by Gully inside to the postman, Bryant, who finishes inside, but he traveled before he was able to get the shot off. That's only turnover number 5 here on Midland in this entire game. But that will give Dort College basketball here with a one-point lead. It will once again be Brindles to take the point now. He passes along to Walterstorff. Walterstorff trying to drive inside, puts up a tough underhand shot, and a foul has been called. So he will go to the line to shoot 2. Trevor Bryant calls the foul. He now has 3 fouls as well. Second player with 3 fouls for Midland. That's their 13th foul. He'll check out of the game. And Jordan Flynn, who does have 2 fouls, will check in after the first free throw here for Midland. But first, Walterstorff will go to the line. He will be shooting 2 after the shooting foul. Tyler Walterstorff, he has been 3 of 3 from the free throw line so far today. 17 points leading both teams in scoring. And he's able to knock down that one. So 4 of 4 from the line. Tyler Walterstorff gets the first steal of another one coming. Puts Dort up 54-52. Second free throw coming for the senior out of Sioux Center. And he knocks that one down as well. So Tyler Walterstorff, 5 of 5 from the free throw line today. Puts Dort up 55-52 with still 17:06 to go in the second half. Jones will take the point. Jones dribbles around the screen, drives all the way to the basket. Tough right hand, layup in traffic. Jesse Jones knocks it down inside for Midland. Cuts the Dort lead down to 1. That gives Jones 12 points on the game. And Terpstra has it on the right wing now for the defenders. He'll swing it around to Walterstorff, and Walterstorff is hand-checked at the top of the key by Jordan Flynn, who just subbed into the game, and now Flynn picks up his third personal foul, and the foul is starting to accumulate here on Midland. That's their fourth team foul, as now Sampson will come out of the game for Den Herter for Dort College. So 4 team fouls, just over 3 minutes into this second half on Midland. Dort College might be able to take advantage of that if they can get a few more fouls and get in the bonus. The College inbounds it in the left corner with it right now is Brindles. Brindles will drive inside. Tough shot in traffic, and somehow he's able to hit it. Great defense there by Galen Gully, but just a better shot by Nathan Brindles. His first 2 points of this game puts Dort back up 3. Now Jones kicks it out. Wide open 3 from the left-hand side by Jordan Flynn, and he knocks it down. Jordan Flynn, his first points of the game, ties this one at 57 after a beautiful run play there by Midland. He was wide open, about the only guy on that half of the court, and he knocks down that 3-pointer for the Warriors. side of 57. Still 16 minutes to go as Rendles will pass it to the right corner baseline where Walterthorpe has it. And Walterthorpe is fouled by Jordan Flynn. And just like that, Jordan Flynn has four personal fouls. Referee having a talking to here with Walterthorpe. May have said something, but that's five team fouls now on Midland, and that's four on Jordan Flynn, and he will surely have to come out of the game, I would think. Nabla is going to come into the game for Dort College. He comes in for Terpstra, I believe, and then leaving the game will be Jordan Flynn. Looks like Starkle will check back into the game for him. So with that, Dort will inbound it once again on the baseline. Five team fouls now on Midland. Still 16 minutes remaining in the second half. Rendles has it in the left corner. Right now he drives inside, takes a nice floater shot over the top of goalie. It's in and out. No good. And now a rebound by Den Herter, and it looks like he's going to be called for an over-the-back foul. So that is the first personal foul on David Den Herter. Looks like Rendles' shot was going to fall. It was halfway down, but then it popped out, and Den Herter couldn't quite get the rebound. Second team foul, on Dort College, and the game tied at 57. Midland's going to take it forward here. Once again, it will be Jesse Jones. Jones is going to pass it along to Vaughn, and Vaughn traveled before he did anything else with that turnover Midland, and that gives Dort College back the basketball once again. 57 all, this probably the most, if not for sure one of the most, if not the most anticipated GPAC game of this weekend between these two teams. Dort, of course, winning the GPAC regular season last year, and now we have an offensive foul here called on David Den Herter. So just like that, two fouls on Den Herter. And that will give Midland the ball back once again. Den Herter, the senior out of Sioux Center, just picked up two quick ones. And that's turnover number 12 as well on the defenders. Looks like Midland's looking to run the exact same play as they had before when Vaughn traveled. Double screen received by Jones. Now he has the top of the key. Gives it over to Vaughn. Vaughn has O'Donnell on him. Kicks it back out to Gully, and they'll reset with 60 on the shot clock. Now driving to the hoop is Jones. Tough shot in traffic, up and over, and he knocks it down. Jesse Jones doing a great job in the lane there, and he gives Midland a two-point lead once again. Midland up two, as Knoblaw will take it at the top of the key. Swings it around to O'Donnell. O'Donnell being guarded by Gully. Picks up his dribble, has to give it off to Rendles. Still 20 on the shot clock. Rendles drives to the basket in traffic. Tough shot, and he finishes. Nathan Rendles, the junior out of Boulder, Colorado, finishes that one for the defenders. Ties this one back together at 59. Crowd urging Dort on. Try to get a lead back once again. Midland's done a great job fighting back and now staying even with Dort. Dangerous pass here from Jones inside to Starkle, and Starkle is going to be called. It looks like it might have been a jump ball. He had three Dort players around him, but instead a foul has been called on Nathan Rendles, and that's his third personal foul as well. That's going to send Alex Starkle to the line to shoot two for the Warriors. Midland 10 of 12 so far from the line as a team today. These will be Starkle's first two free throws of the game. And the first one is no good for Alex Starkle. Jones comes out of the game for Midland, and Langford checks back into the game now for Midland. On the floor right now for Dort College is going to be Sumner, Nabla, Rendles, Feenstra, and Sampson. Second free throw is good for Starkle. So he knocks down one of the two, puts Midland back up a one. 59-60. Rendles will be in the game right now with three personal fouls. He gives it off to Feenstra, top of the key. Feenstra being guarded by Starkle. Dribbles around a little bit, then gives it off to Rendles. Rendles drives inside, kicks it back out to Feenstra. Feenstra, three from the right-hand corner. Knocks it down. Taylor Feenstra knocks down the three-pointer. You can almost tell that they didn't expect he'd be able to knock that one down, and Feenstra does so. 62-60, Dort College back up two with just over 14 minutes to go. Now the ball gets swung around quickly by Midland. Gully heads on the right wing, goes inside to Starkle. Sampson's out of position, and he knocks it out of the hand of Starkle. Looks like it might have been cleanly hit, but he is going to be called for the foul. So that's going to be Leighton Sampson's third personal foul. And now Dort perhaps getting into a bit of foul trouble here as Sumner, Sampson, and also Rendles all with three personal fouls. They're going to call that on the shot as well, so Starkle is going to go to the line to shoot two for the Warriors. First free throw is short for Starkle and no good. As now it looks like Ridgeway will check into the game for Vaughn. So Harold Ridgeway into the game now for the Warriors. Second free throw about to come here for Starkle. And the free throw for Starkle is good. He's able to knock that one down. So he gets one of the two both times at the line, and he halves the lead for Dirt College. Dirt only up one now, 62-61, and now a pass inside for Feenstra. Trying to pick it off was Starkle, and he's fouled Feenstra in the process. Second personal foul on Starkle, 16 fouls, so with the next foul, Dirt will be shooting free throws for the rest of the game. Only Starkle's second personal foul. As Dort gets ready to inbound it here from the baseline. They inbound it over the top to Rindles. Rindles at the free throw line. Inside, trying to pick out Nabla, but it's a poor pass. Goes out of play. Turnover, Dort College. 13 turnovers on the defenders with still 13:50 to go in the second half as Terpstra is going to come into the game now for Nabla. So Alex Terpstra, the sophomore out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, checks back into the game for the defenders with a one-point lead. Gully will take the point here for Midland. He'll pass around to Langford. Langford being guarded at the top of the key by Rindles, and now it looks like we have a foul called on Dort College. There were some players going to the ground over there on the far side, and Terpstra is going to be called for a foul. So second personal foul on Terpstra, and now 16 fouls on Dort. So both teams will be shooting free throws with the next foul, with still 13:36 to go in this second half. That'll lead to a Midland inbounds pass here under the basket on the left-hand side of the baseline. Inbound it over the top to Gully. Gully will swing it around to Langford. Langford driving inside, kicks out to Hoosier. Hoosier back out to Gully. Gully on the right-hand side now. Drives inside, steps under. Looks like he may have walked, but he's able to finish. That was a nice layup by Galen Gully. And he scores once again for Midland. That gives them a one-point lead now, 63-62. Rindles on the right-hand side of the lane, trying to drive inside. He's being defended by Gully slightly. Now he swings it around over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Rindles. Feenstra over to Sumner. Sumner now top of key, lays it off for Feenstra again. Feenstra back over to Terpstra. 15 on the shot clock still for Dort College as Rindles drives inside in traffic. Tough shot, no good. Rebound fought forward, taken away by Ridgeway. Ridgeway gives it off to Gully now, and Midland will go forward up one. Gully has it. He stopped, passes it over to Langford, Langford to Hoosier. Hoosier trying to get inside to Starkle. Good defense, though, by Sampson. Hoosier drives inside, but then he has to kick it back out to Langford. Langford on the right-hand side. 18 still on the shot clock for the Warriors, as finally they get inside now to Starkle. Good defense here by Leighton Sampson, but a tough hook shot, and he gets it, and the foul. A great shot there by Alex Starkle, and it looks like they're going to tab on a foul here at the end, and that's going to be on Leighton Sampson, and that is his fourth personal foul, so not a good situation here for Sampson, as Walthersdorf and O'Donnell check in for Sumner and Sampson with 12:33 still to go in this second half. That's going to send Starkle to the line once again. This time he'll try to complete the three-point play. Starkle will be becoming a bit more of a factor now. He has 14 points in this game. And he knocks down the free throw as well, so that gives him 15 points total now for Alex Starkle. He only had 8 at halftime, so already 7 points for him in this second half. And we're only 7.5 minutes in. So Midland now up 4. Tough shot in traffic by Walthersdorf, and he's able to knock it down. Tyler Walthersdorf with a tough shot. Gets it to go. Timeout called here by Dort College with 12:16 to go in the second half. It's going to be a full timeout. Dort College down 64-66, 12:16. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Timeout called by Dort College here in the second half. Our score with 12:16 to go. Dort College trails the Midland Warriors 64-66. It's been a highly competitive game in the second half. The biggest lead, according to my note, that anyone has had has been Midland with 4 at 62-66. We were tied at 47 at the half. Timeout just about over here as the players will get ready to be back out on the floor. In case you just joined us, the one thing to note is that Leighton Sampson has 4 personal fouls for Dort College, so Sampson will be on the bench for some time for the defenders. On the floor right now for Dort, it's going to be Rindles, O'Donnell, Terpstra, Feenstra, and Walthersdorf. With that, play resumes, and Gully will take the ball forward for the Warriors. Gully passes it around, gets it over inside to Jones. Jones now out to Starkle. Starkle on the right block, spinning past Feenstra, and he finishes inside. Alex Starkle with another nice shot, and he's starting to become a real presence now. 17 points for him, as it will be Terpstra with it on the right block. He gives it into Feenstra. Feenstra's defender falls to the ground, and then Feenstra goes inside. His shot's no good, but he's fouled on the play, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul was called on Galen Gully. He was going to concede the foul there to stop Feenstra from an easy dunk. And so that's going to be the second personal foul on Gully. Both teams with seven team fouls. So they are both in the bonus for the remainder of this game. Feenstra will go to the line to shoot two after the shooting foul. First one is short and no good for Taylor Feenstra. He's 2 of 5 from the line today. He'll have one more coming. Dark College currently down by 4, 11:49 to go in the second half. Second free throw for Feenstra is no good off the mark. Rebound taken away by Starkle, so unable to knock down a pair there. Taylor Feenstra and Midland up 4 with the ball here with 11:40 to go. Gully has it. He'll receive a screen here from Ridgeway. And now he goes over to the right-hand side. He swings around to Langford. Langford now top of the key, driving. Kicks out to Hoosier. Hoosier, three-pointer from the left-hand side. It's too strong. Rebound fought for. And it is won by number 21, Harold Ridgeway. But we have a jump ball called. And Dirk College is going to get the ball due to the possession arrow. So good hustle there by Dort allows them to get the ball back. And now Nabla, Sumner, and then Herter come into the game for Terpstra, Feenstra, and Brindles. So it will be Dort College basketball with 11:27 to go. Down 4. O'Donnell will take the point here for Dort College. O'Donnell gives it off to Waltersdorf over to Sumner on the left-hand side. Sumner back to Waltersdorf. He's open top key, but he passes up the 3, and then he gets fouled due to the shot fake. Foul is going to be called on Harold Ridgeway, his second personal, but that's the 8th team foul, so Waltersdorf will go to the line to shoot 1-1 for Dort College. And Waltersdorf has been consistent so far at the line today. He's 5 of 5. Waltersdorf with 21 points before these free throws. And he's able to knock down the front end of it, so he'll get one more. 6 of 6 from the line today. Tyler Waltersdorf, he's got 22 points as well. Makes it a 65-68 game with one more free throw to come. And he knocks down the second one as well, so a pair of free throws go down once again for Tyler Waltersdorf. Now Galen Gully will check out the game for Jesse Jones for Midland. Also looks like DJ Vaughn will check back into the game for Avery Langford. So with that, 66-68, Midland up 2 with the basketball, and 11-11 to go in this second half. It will be Jones to take the point, receives a couple of screens. He's guarded out at the half court by Den Herter, and Den Herter really pressuring him. They wanted 5 seconds, not going to get it, and Midland's able to pass out of it now. It's Vaughn with it at the top of the key, still 17 seconds to go on the shot clock as Jones will drive in towards the top of the key, kicks out to Vaughn. Vaughn, three-pointer from the left-hand side, got it. Another three-pointer for Jalen Hoosier. That's 9 points for him, and all three of his baskets are three-pointers. That makes it a 66-71 game, largest lead for anyone in the second half. Now to answer, a three-pointer from the left-hand side, Waltersdorf, and it's way too strong off the glass. Rebound by number 20, DJ Vaughn, but he travels immediately afterward, and that will give Dort College the basketball right back as Marcus Franklin with 3 fouls is going to check into the game for Midland for Harold Ridgeway. This broadcast brought to you by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent at 737-6000. Dort College inbounds under the basket after the turnover. It's Den Herter inside, finishing strong, and he gets the shot to go. David Herter with his first points of the game, and he'll go at the line to try to complete the three-point play for Dort College. Makes it a three-point game, 68-71, and now Brindles will check into the game as well for O'Donnell. One more free throw coming as that foul is called on Alex Starko, and now he has 3 personal fouls, 9th team foul. So with this free throw to end the three-point play, every other foul will be a double bonus for Dort College. And then Herter finishes as well. He knocks down the free throw, 69-71. Dort College only down 2, and the crowd starting to rise to their feet here as Dort College trying to make a bit of a surge here. Down 2 with still just over 10 minutes to go in this game. Vaughn has it right now, swings around to Hoosier. Hoosier to Franklin on the left-hand side. Back around to Vaughn. Vaughn now over on the right-hand side. To Jones. Jones looking to shoot, kicks out. Franklin's open on the top of the key, but he's not going to shoot the 3. Goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Jones. Jones mishandles it, and now he'll recover. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Franklin wide open top of the key. Now he'll shoot it, and he'll knock it down. Marcus Franklin with the 3-pointer, and it's 69-74. Looks like Dort College was going to leave him open. He passed it up earlier, but now he will shoot it, and he knocks it down, puts the lead back up to 5 for the Warriors. Sumner now has it top of the key, gives it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Brindles. Brindles looking for anywhere to go with the ball after picking up this dribble, gets it to Nabla. Nabla now to Sumner on the right wing. Sumner back around to Rindle. 17 on the shot clock. Spin move on the left elbow by Rindle as he kicks out to Walter Sharp, but nothing happening. Now Rindle's on the right corner of the baseline, drives inside with the force, and he's able to finish the layup through contact. Nathan Rindle makes it a 71-74 game. Dort College back down three, 9:23 to go in the second half. Taking the ball forward is Jesse Jones, and a timeout called by Midland with 9:20 to go in this second half. Dort College trails the Warriors 74-71. This broadcast of Dort College basketball is brought to you by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club today by visiting dort.edu/DGC. And by the Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs at 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at hiltrealestate.com. I'm Derek DeVries reporting this game for you today on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Highly entertaining game that this has been. Thanks for tuning in to us on this Saturday afternoon. Both teams starting GPAC play today, and this game has not disappointed. 74-71. The number two nationally ranked Midland Warriors lead Dort College by three. Still 9:20 to go as we're just about set to begin play. Once again, it will be Midland basketball. Dort College being led in scoring right now by Tyler Walterstorff, who has 23 points. With that, play resumes, and Jones will take it forward here for Midland. Looks to pass around, gets over to Hoosier on the right wing. Hoosier back to Vaughn. 15 on the shot clock. Vaughn looks to the three, then passes it around. Over to Franklin now. Franklin on the left wing, looking to drive past Walterstorff, and he's done so successfully. And Marcus Franklin goes inside, gets past Walterstorff, finishes inside. 76-71, Midland back up five. Dort College looking to respond. Sumner on the right-hand side kicks it out, passing up a three is not ball. Then he swings it out to Sumner, three-pointer, and Sumner knocks it down. Brian Sumner with his fourth three-pointer of the game cuts the deficit down to two. Dort College only down 76-74 now. Dort College fighting hard in this one. 12 three-pointers as well, but still down two as driving to the hoop is Vaughn. Vaughn kicks it out and ends up with Franklin. Franklin, Hoosier, three, right-hand side, and he got it. Another three-pointer for Jalen Hoosier. He has four threes as well, puts Midland back up five. It seems like it's either 2, 3, or 5 that Midland's led by for the last 3 to 4 minutes. Dort College just can't get it any closer than that, but we'll see if they can respond down five again. Sumner, another three, top the key. It's off the mark, no good, but an offensive rebound by Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh kicks it out to Walterstorff. Back over to Knoblaugh in the left baseline. Now he drives past his man, and he throws up, but a foul is going to be called on the ground, and that's going to send Knoblaugh to the line. 10th team foul on Midland, that's going to send him to the line to shoot two, and that's on Marcus Franklin. That's his fourth personal foul. So Knoblaugh will shoot two as part of the double bonus. The door will be in for the rest of the game. Down five right now with 8:08 to go in the second half. So Franklin's going to have to come out of the game due to having four personal fouls. First free throw for Knoblaugh is good. So Franklin will come out of the game, as will Vaughn. Checking in will be Langford and also Gully. And then Den Herter and Walterstorff check out for the defenders. O'Donnell and also Feenster check in for Dort College. So for Dort on the court right now, it will be Sumner, Knoblaugh, Rindles, Feenster, and O'Donnell. Second free throw rolls around and falls in for Patrick Knoblaugh. So he knocks down a pair, 76-79. Dort College still only down three. 8 minutes to go in the second half. Galen Gully will take it forward for the Warriors. Gully passes it around to Langford. Langford drives inside, gets past his player, and he goes for the one-handed dunk, and he missed it. But an offensive rebound for Midland. But trying to go for the fancy one-handed dunk did not pay off there for Langford. He misses. Midland still has the ball. Now Langford tried to redeem himself as he drives inside once again. Goes to the left-hand layup, and that's one swatted away. But another rebound for Midland. This one's rebounded by Bridgeway, and a foul is going to be called, it looks like, on Dort College. So that's going to send Ridgeway to the line to shoot 1-1. That's the eighth team foul on Dort College. It's on Knoblaugh. That's going to be his first personal foul. Eighth team foul, first personal. It looks like the rest are trying to say it's going to be two, but no, it is a 1-1. So eighth team foul, 1-1 coming for Harold Ridgeway. This will be his first free throw of the game. And it is off the front of the iron, and it falls down for Ridgeway. 76-80, Midland back up four with one more free throw coming. Ridgeway, a 6'8" junior out of Chicago, Illinois. It's Second free throw for Ridgeway off the back iron and no good. Rebound fought forward, taken away by Dort College. So he's not able to knock that one down, so Dort College down four. Rendleson puts it forward over to Nabla. Nabla to Sumner and back to O'Donnell top the key. He gives off to Nabla once again. Sumner looks at the shot, back inside to O'Donnell. O'Donnell trying to drive in, can't do so, loses the ball, gets back over to Feenstra. Feenstra inside, and he's fouled as he attacks the hoop on the left-hand side. Now Taylor Feenstra will go at the line to shoot two for the defenders. That foul is called on number 10, Jesse Jones, his second personal foul. And so Feenstra will go to the line to shoot two. Feenstra, 2 of 6 from the line so far today. Feenstra's first free throw is short once again, and no good. Starkle checks back into the game for Midland for Ridgeway. So Starkle's back in there with 3 fouls, 17 points. He leads Midland in scoring today. Another free throw coming here for Feenstra. Dort College down 76-80, 7:22 to go in the second half on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And that one's short, and it nearly falls in, but no good, so Feenstra can't knock down either of them. Struggling at the line today, and now pushing forward is Langford. He goes all the way to the basket, and he misses, and a blocking foul has been called on Taylor Feenstra, trying to get in position for a charge. That's his first personal foul, and now Langford's going to the line to shoot two for Midland with a four-point lead. So Avery Langford, a senior out of Omaha, Nebraska, will shoot two for the Warriors. First free throw for Langford is good. He's able to knock that one down. Looks like Terpstra and Walthersdorf will come into the game for Nabla and O'Donnell for the defenders. One more free throw coming here for Langford. He'll try to extend this lead to 6 for the Warriors. And he is able to do so. So Langford knocks down a pair, 76-82, Dort College on 6 with 7:15 to go. Taking the point will be Rindles once again. He passes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf top the key, being guarded by Hoosier. Gives it off to Rindles. Rindles still on the right inside, trying to shake off goalie. Goes up through contact. Shot no good. Fighting for the rebound. Several players. Starkle gets it, but he can't handle it. Rindles steals it, and Rindles puts it in the basket. A nice job by Rindles, stealing the ball away from Starkle and then finishing in traffic. 78-82. Dort College down 4. 6:50 to go in this second half. Langford wide open at the top of the key for a three, but he's not going to shoot it. He'll drive inside and then kick it back out to Jones. Jones, 20 on the shot clock, driving in. He stops at the left elbow, then tries to make a pass across to Hoosier, who would have been open for three, but a nice steal by Terpstra, and then Terpstra dives to the ground to get it before it goes out of bounds, and he calls a timeout. Timeout by Alex Terpstra. That's a turnover for Midland, turnover number 11 on them, and Dort College is able to get the basketball. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. 6:34 to go in the second half. Dort College trails 78-82 to the Midland Warriors. Mentioned this is a huge game. It's against number 2 in the nation, but it is a big game due to the fact that this Midland team is playing at the DeWitt Gymnasium, not an easy place to win. Dort has only lost here at home 4 times in the last 3 years. One of those times coming to Midland last season, in the last regular season game of the year, Dort lost to Midland 77-90 earlier in the year. They won at Midland 72-66, and this Midland team didn't lose too many players, and they were runners-up in the entire nation last season, losing to Indiana Wesleyan in the final. Play just about set to resume after Terpstra dove to the ground and was able to get that ball and call a timeout before it went out of play. 3 timeouts remaining for each team with 6.5 minutes to go as play resumes. Rindles will take it forward for Dort, down 4. He gives it off to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf trying to drive on Hoosier. Lays it off instead to Rindles. Rindles, Sumner. Sumner back around to Terpstra. Terpstra then outside to Sumner. Sumner swings it around. Still 20 on the shot clock as Walthersdorf drives inside, and a blocking foul is called on Hoosier. Jalen Hoosier called for his first personal foul. Some frustrated Midland fans about that call, but that will send Walthersdorf to the line to shoot 2 more for Dort College. And he has been great from the line today, 7 of 7 with 2 more coming here. 23 points overall for Tyler Walthersdorf. First free throw is good for Tyler Walthersdorf. He's now 8 of 8 from the line today, makes it a 79-82 game. He has 1 more coming. And and he knocks that one down as well. So Tyler Waltersdorf with a pair of free throws here for Dort College, and it's 82-80. Dort only down two again, and the crowd trying to rise to their feet once again, trying to get this defender team over the hump and start getting a lead. Taking forward is Jones now. Jones, stop the key. Gives it inside to Hoosier. Hoosier falls to the ground, trying to make a pass. Nick goes out of play. Turnover, Midland. Driving for it were a couple of Midland players, but they couldn't get there. It's a turnover, and it will be Dort College basketball with 6:01 to go, down two. Rendles will be the one to take the point here for Dort College. Dort has two players in right now with three fouls, Sumner and Rendles. Waltersdorf has it now, top of the key, drives inside, and he finishes in traffic. Tyler Waltersdorf with a tough shot inside, finishes, and it's 82-all. We're tied with 5:42 to go, and Jones will set up a play here for Midland. Crowd's trying to get to their feet. Dort with six straight points to tie this one at 82. Gully has it, swings around to Jones. Jones on the right-hand side of the wing, back to Gully. Gully swings around to the left-hand side. Langford looks at three, he won't shoot it, gives it back to Gully. Gully over two, Jones once again. 15 on the shot clock. Langford swings it around once again to Gully. Gully being defended by a couple of Dort players. 10 on the shot clock. They'll take their time now. Is holding onto the ball will be Jones with 6 on the shot clock. Jones is going to get a screen. He's going to do it by himself. Goes inside. Tough shot in traffic. No good. And a charge has been called. A charge is called on Jesse Jones. That's his third personal foul. Great charge taken there by Terpstra. And Dort College will take the basketball with a chance to take the lead. Shot clock ran out on Midland. They had to drive to the basket. Jones did by himself, and he fell for the charge. Langford checks out of the game for Marcus Franklin, who's in now, and Jordan Flynn's going to come in as well for Hoosier. So Flynn and Franklin are both on the court now with four fouls with 5:12 to go. See if Dort can get one of them to pick up a fifth and have them foul out of this game. But Dort College with the ball on offense right now, 5:10 to go, tied at 82. They'll have a chance to take the lead on this possession. Waltersdorf has it on the right wing, drives inside through traffic, tough shot, can't finish, tips in though, and Dort College has taken the lead, 84-82. It's a nice tip in by David Nenherder, and Dort College takes a 2-point lead, just under 5 minutes to go. Now it is, once again, Gully who passes along to Franklin. Franklin inside to Starkle, and we have a cross-checking foul here called on the defenders, and that's going to send Midland to the line to shoot two. Fouls on David Nenherder, his third personal foul, 10th team foul, so Starkle will go to the line to shoot two as part of the double bonus. He's 3 of 5 from the line so far today. Broadcast brought to you by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City Hall, Ironton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Starkle knocks down the first free throw as Sampson's going to check back into the game now for Dort College. He checks in for David and Herder. So Sampson's out there with four fouls right now as well. So two players for Midland on the court with four fouls, and then Sampson for Dort College on the court with four fouls, just under 5 minutes remaining in this game. Another free throw coming here for Alex Starkle, and he is able to not knock that one down. Free throw taken away by Waltersdorf, so no good. He gets one of two, does Starkle, and Dort College still in the lead, 84-83. First lead Dort College has had in this half since 62-61. Waltersdorf drives inside through contact. Can't get the shot to go, but it's blocked out of play by Franklin. Possession will remain with the defenders as now O'Donnell checks into the game for Terpstra. And now it also looks like Jalen Hoosier, who's had 4 3-pointers in this game, will come in for Jordan Flynn for the Warriors. 84-83, Dort College up one, 4:36 to go. Dort inbounds it to Sampson. Sampson on the left elbow, trying to shake off Starkle. Starkle's all over him, as is Gully. He loses the ball, but he's able to keep possession by poking it over to Rendles. 15 on the shot clock still. Rendles is on the free throw line, slides a bit, but he gets over to Waltersdorf. Now Waltersdorf, dangerous pass inside for Sampson, and it's picked off by Midland. Turnover Dort College, and Midland will go forward now. It's Gully. Gully drives through traffic, and he gets past Sampson, and it looks like he may have traveled, but no, a foul will be called on Dort College with 4:15 to go in the second half. Foul will be called on Tyler Waltersdorf. So that's his third personal foul, and that will send Starkle back to the line to shoot two more once again for Midland. Starkle 3 of 7 from the line, and he's going to have two more coming here. And he knocks down the first. That ties the game at 84. As a team, according to my note, it looks like Midland 17 of 23 from the line. And Starkle knocks down the second one as well. So he is able to knock down a pair, and that gives Midland, an 85-84 lead. Dort College down one, 4:10 remaining in this second half. Hoosier guarding Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives inside through traffic. Tough shot, no good. Rebound being fought for and taken away by Franklin. That's a tough shot in traffic, and now Jones will take it forward once again for the Warriors. Jones on the right wing, just under 4 minutes to go. Up one are Midland. Gully drives to the basket, pass in between his legs, over to Starkle, and Starkle with an easy layup. Nice pass there by Gully, setting that one up, and Dort College now down three, but the crowd trying to urge them on. 3:40 to remain in this second half. Dort down three to number two in the country, the Midland Warriors. With it right now is Rindles. Rindles kicks out Sumner, three-pointer from the left-hand side. He does not get it, goes off the front of the rim. Rebound taken away by Franklin. And now Dort College needs to play some good defense here. Down three, game starting to run away from them. With it right now is Jones. Jones will set up a play here at the top of the key with 25 on the shot clock. He's guarded by Sumner. He passes it over to Gully. Gully being defended by Rindles. Can't get anything with it right now. Now it's inside where Sampson's defending, and he has four fouls, so he's being careful. And it looks like they're going to call a foul on Sampson, and that's going to be his fifth personal if it is indeed on him. And that is who it was on. It looked like he might have been straight up, and he didn't see it either. But five personal fouls, and Leighton Sampson will be done for the day with 10 points. David N. Herter is going to come in as a result for him. That's also going to send Starkle to the line to shoot two more. Starkle is currently 6 of 9 from the free throw line. So on the floor right now for Dort College, it's Sumner, Rindles, O'Donnell, Waltersdorf, and then Herter. Two free throws coming here for Starkle. Midland up 87-84 with 3:07 to go in the second half. And the first free throw is off the mark for Starkle. He can't knock it down. So it remains 87-84. One more free throw coming for Starkle. He's got 22 points in this game. And make it 23 as he knocks down the second free throw. So 84-88. Dort College down four. 3 minutes remaining in this second half. Rindles will take the ball forward for Dort College. He passes off to Sumner. Sumner three from the left-hand side. No good, and Gully is able to out-muscle then Herter for the rebound and get it for Midland. Now Midland with the ball up four, under 3 minutes to go. We'll try to kill some time here. Gully passes it off to his teammate, Jones. Jones will take his time here as well, being guarded by Sumner. No one else with four fouls on the floor right now for Dort College. Franklin with four out there for Midland. Three-pointer now from Hoosier, and he knocks it down. Jalen Hoosier with his fifth three-pointer of this game, and he has given Midland, I believe, their largest lead of the entire game, 91-84, with 2:22 to go in the second half. Now Sumner dumps it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf trying to get past Hoosier, still struggling to do so, gets a screen from Denher, passes around. O'Donnell, open three-pointer for inside, got it! Andrew O'Donnell with his first three-pointer of the game for Dort College, answers the call of Hoosier there and makes it 91-87. Timeout, Dort, 2:11 to go. It's 91-87, Midland up four. We'll be back in a minute on KDCR. 2:11 to go here on KDCR in this Dort College men's basketball game. Dort College trails the Midland Warriors 87-91. Just got a three-pointer from Andrew O'Donnell, the freshman out of Sioux Center, Iowa, to cut the deficit to four. And now Midland will have the ball with just over 2 minutes remaining. Two timeouts remaining for Dort College after that timeout, as Jones will be the one to take it forward here for Midland. Jones will take it forward, just over 2 minutes, as I said, in this first GPAC game of the season. A huge home game against number two in the country for Dort College. Jones still has it. He kicks out to Franklin. 19 on the shot clock as they give it off to Gully. Gully swings it around. Franklin has it once again on the right wing. He won't shoot it, though, with 13 on the shot clock. He wants to kill more time. Swings it around to Jones. Jones gets a screen from Starkle. Now he dumps it off to Starkle. Starkle stopped, though, by a couple of players. Six on the shot clock, and now they pass it around. Franklin, three-pointer. Got it. Marcus Franklin knocks down his second three-pointer. And now it's a seven-point game once again with only a minute 33 remaining, and Dort College needs some quick baskets here. Terpstra passes up three on the right-hand side, swings it around. Waltersdorf over to Sumner. Sumner back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf looks at the three, trying to get a screen from Denher. He'll pass it up. Now he tries to drive inside some more, kicks out, and he called for a charge as Sumner hits the three, as Rindles hits the three-pointer. Charge called on Tyler Waltersdorf. That's turnover number 15 on the defenders. And that's the fourth personal foul as well on Waltersdorf. O'Donnell's going to check back into the game now for Den Herter. 1:20 remaining in the second half, and Dort College down seven. Knobloch comes into the game for Terpstra. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout here called by Midland. So Midland calls timeout. 1:20 remaining in the second half. Dort College in the lead. Midland in the lead, 94-87. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KDCR. 94-87 here on KDCR in this Dort College men's basketball game. Midland leads Dort College with a minute 20 to go by 7, and they have the basketball as well. We'll see if Dort College can maybe force a couple turnovers here and get some quick baskets as we're in a timeout right now. A reminder, next game's coming up for Dort College. They play Wednesday at AIB at 7 o'clock. You can hear that on the Dort Athletics page and on KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And then they play Saturday at Doan. That's their second GPAC game of the season. That's at 4 o'clock. That's preceding that is the women's game against Doan, so you can hear both of those as well on the Dort Athletics page or on KDCR, 88.5 FM. With that, we're just about set to play again. Midland has the ball up 7. Full court press will be applied here by Dort. Goalie passed it forward to Franklin, and they foul Franklin immediately, it looks like. And that foul is going to be called on Sumner, his fourth personal foul. So they choose to send Marcus Franklin to the line to shoot 2. He hasn't been there all day. He shoots 92.3% from the free throw line, though, coming in 2 today, so we'll see how he does. 1:16 remaining in this second half as he goes to the line. Midland has been to the line 26 times so far today, and they've only missed 7. And the first free throw is knocked down by Marcus Franklin. Walterdorf comes into the game now for Nabla, who's out there for defense, and Franklin will get one more. 95-87, Midland up 8 with 1:16 to go. Second free throw for Franklin is no good. It's in and out. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Dort will try to get down the court here very quickly. Down 8, and things a little bit out of control for Dort College, and they turn it over. And that's turnover number 16 on the defenders. That doesn't help the cause any. 1:12 to go. Dort down 95-87. Now Nabla checks back in for Walterdorf. Rindles goes to the ground trying to defend on the inbounds pass, and Goey gets it cleanly. No call made, and Goey dribbles through traffic, gets through the press, but then he travels with it. And Galen Goey called for the travel, and that will put an end to that possession, and Dort College will get the ball back. Turnover number 14 on Midland. Walterdorf back into the game for Nabla. 1:05 to go in this second half. Dort College down 95-87 with the ball. Needs some baskets in a hurry here. We're just able to force a turnover there, though, on Galen Goey. Rindles has it. He'll drive all the way to the basket. Dish it. And the nice layup there by Andrew O'Donnell. An easy layup. Timeout called by Dort College. Our score right now, 95-89. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, your home for Rock Solid Radio. This great Dort men's basketball game that we have had going, starting GPAC play for another season. Dort College trails Midland right now 89-95 with 1 minute remaining in this game, and Midland has the ball as well. On the floor for the defenders, it will be Den Herter, Nabla, Terpstra, Rindles, and O'Donnell. Onto the floor for Midland, it will be Franklin, Gully, Hooser, Starkle, and also Jones. Three of the 5 players on the court shoot over 90% from the free throw line coming into today. Gully gets the inbounds pass here after some pressure by Dort. They don't have it out of the half court yet. Still 31 on the shot clock. And now we have a foul here called on Dort College as they foul Jesse Jones. He is not one of the 3 players that shoots over 90%. That foul is called on Rindles, his 4th personal foul. So 2 free throws coming for Jesse Jones with 56.4 seconds to go in this second half. Jones went to the line a lot in the first half. He was 8 of 9, but he hasn't been there since. And the first free throw for Jones is good. He's able to knock that one down as well. Walterdorf and Sumner come into the game for Den Herter and Nabla for Dort College. One more free throw coming here for Jones. Regardless of how this turns out, it's been a hard-fought effort for Dort College against number 2 in the country and just the start of GPAC play. Second free throw for Jones is good as well, so he's able to knock that one down. He's 10 of 11 from the line today, and Dort College will try to go quickly. Rindles dribbles all the way up to the three-point line. Three-pointer short, and O'Donnell can't handle the rebound. As it goes off of him and out of play, it will be Midland ball. And now Den Herter and Nabla back in for Sumner and Walterdorf. 50.7 seconds to go. And Midland leads 97-89. Inbounded immediately to Starkle, and he's fouled. and he will go to the line now to shoot two. Foul is called on David N. Herter. That's going to be his fourth personal foul now. And then Sumner and Walthersdorf will come back into the game for Nabla and Unherder after the first free throw here by Starkle. Starkle's been to the line 11 times. He's 7 of 11 shooting today. He has 23 points as well. He's really come alive in this second half. Only had, I believe, 8 points in that first half. As he is not knocked down his first free throw, though. It is short. 49.2 seconds remaining still as Midland's been to the line 29 times. And they've only missed 8 free throws in this entire game. Second free throw is good for Starkle, so he knocks down one of two, and it's 89-98 with under 50 seconds to go. Rindle dribbles all the way to the three-point line, gives off to Sumner. Sumner Terpstra a three-pointer with the defender in his face, and he knocks it down. Alex Terpstra with his third three-pointer makes it 92-98. Inbound pass immediately by Midland gets it over to Jones, and he's fouled, and so he will go to the line to shoot two, and that foul is on Brian Sumner. That's his fifth personal foul, so he is done for the night now. He had 12 points total in this game, all of those points coming from the three-point line, four threes for Sumner, and they won't have his presence here for the last 40.1 seconds of this one, as now Nabla is going to come into the game for Sumner. So that will do it for Brian Sumner today. 12 points, 4 3-pointers. Dort College hitting a lot of threes in this one. By my count, 14, but an equal effort by Midland as they've hit 12. Two free throws coming now for Midland. First free throw is no good for Jones. He's not able to knock the first one down. And so it is still 98-92 with 40 seconds to go in this second half. Second free throw coming now for Jones. It's up and he's able to knock down one of two. So Jones gets one of the two. Andor College quickly advancing forward. Rindles goes to the basket and he can't finish in traffic. And then battling for the rebound is Walthersdorf and Hoosier, and a jump ball has been called. And it looks like the possession arrow belongs with Midland as well. It looks like he went over the top of Walthersdorf. He was over his shoulder actually with both his arms, but a jump ball has been called and Midland gets it. Not sure about that one as the inbounds pass is taken. And Jones trips to the ground and a foul has been called on Dort College. And Jones will go to the line to shoot two more for Midland. Two more free throws coming for the Warriors as that foul is now on Nathan Rindles. And that's his fifth personal as well. So he'll foul out of the game now with 8 points. So that's going to do it for Rindles on the day. Looks like this game will get away from Dort College. 31.3 seconds remaining. Dort College trails 92-99, and two more free throws coming here for Midland. Feenstra is going to be the one to come into the game for Rindles, as Jones will shoot two more. Jones with a total of 17 points in this game before these free throws. And the first one is no good for Jones. Can't knock that one down. ...99-92... Midland still up 7, 31 seconds remaining. Second free throw for Jones is good, so he's able to knock that one down, and it's 100-92. Dort College will try to get forward quickly. O'Donnell has it. Top of the key. He's guarded by Gully. Trying to spin him off, and a foul is called on Gully. So O'Donnell will go to the line to shoot two with the clock stopped here. And 25.8 seconds remain. That's foul number three, on Galen Gully. So now O'Donnell will go to the line to shoot two. Galen Gully, the senior out of Omaha, Nebraska. And O'Donnell cannot knock down his first free throw. It's in and out. No good. O'Donnell 0 of 3 from the line today, and now Walthersdorf checks out, and checking into the game will be Den Herter. Second free throw coming, 25.8 seconds to go. Andrew O'Donnell is able to knock down the second one, so he knocks down one of two, 93-100 the score. Passes inbound to goalie now by Midland, and a foul is committed by Patrick Knoblaw. That's going to be his second personal foul. That will send goalie to the line. Goalie is 0-1 today, but coming into today, 95.8% from the free throw line. Very efficient coming into today. Goalie, 23 of 25 now from the free throw line on the season. First free throw is good for Galen Goalie. He knocks down the first. He'll have one more coming, and now Walter Schor checks in for Den Herter. Second free throw for Goalie is good as well, so he's able to knock down both, make it 93-102. Walterstorff will go forward here for Dart College. He's at the top of the key, and O'Donnell will take a three, and that one's off the mark, no good. Rebound being battled for, and it's handled by Midland, and now a foul is called on Dart College. And with 13.5 seconds to go, Midland's going to go shoot two more. That foul is called on Terpstra. That's his third personal foul. Third personal foul on Terpstra, and that will send Jones to the line to shoot two more for Midland. Jones has been to the line 14 times so far today, and now he's able to knock down his 15th free throw attempt. He's only missed three all day, and it's 93-103 with 13.5 seconds to go. Second free throw is good as well for Jones, so he's able to knock down the pair, 93-104, Midland up 11. Only 10 seconds remain. Walterstorff will drive in. He'll go all the way to the basket and finish inside. So Tyler Walterstorff with two more for Dart College. And now an inbound pass here coming from Midland. Midland still looking to inbound it. They finally get it to Hoosier. Hoosier gets it over the top to Starkle, and Starkle will run out the clock, and that will do it. Midland comes to DeWitt Gymnasium, and for only the fourth time in the last 3 years, Dart College falls at home to the number two nationally ranked Midland Warriors, 104-95. Back with more after this. Back here on KDTR's News Center, 88.5 FM, your home for Rock Solid Radio. The Dart College men lose their opening GPAC basketball game of the season to Midland, 104-95. It was a great game. It was even closer than the score depicted, but Dort not able to get the win over number two in the nation today. The game started pretty even. Both teams were at it, and Dort College was hitting the threes at the beginning of the game. Dort had 9 threes in the first half and had a lead as big as 28-15. But then Midland gradually started to fight back, but Dort still had a large lead, 39-27, 42-33, but eventually coming back to get closer was Midland. It was 47-42, and Dort was up 5, but then Midland scored 5 straight to end the half, and at the half our score was 47-all. Then out of the half, both teams even once again, Dort College and Midland exchanging baskets. Dort College went back up in the lead 62-60, but then Midland started to go on a little bit of a run. It was 66-71, most notably before a timeout, and it was still 74-76. Dort College was down 2. Then Midland went on a 6-2 run, made it 76-82, but Dort came all the way back and tied it right at 82. Dort College actually took the lead then, 84-82, but they wouldn't lead after that. Midland would go off on to score 9 straight and go up 91-84, helped by a couple of threes by Jalen Hoosier, and then they were also able to hold off Dort as the deficit was about 7 the entire rest of the way, and Dort College tried to foul. They got within 87-91 and then fouled after that, but the deficit never got closer than 6 the rest of the way, 92-98, most notably, and they knocked down their free throws at the end, and Dort College falls today 104-95. Still just the first game of the GPAC season for both of these teams, and don't be surprised if when they play on the last day of GPAC play in Fremont, that could be a game that could even decide who wins the regular season GPAC title. This game today was a great preview, showed that Dort can compete once again with the top teams in the nation, as this Midland team was the runner-up for the entire at Nationals last season, and they're still continuing where they left off, ranked number two in the country. They only had one loss coming into today. Leading scorers then for today, Dort College led by Tyler Walthersdorf. He ends up scoring 29 points, 4 of 5 from the 3-point line, 9 of 9 from the free throw line. Also led in scoring by Sumner, Ryan Sumner with 12 points on 4 threes. Leighton Sampson had 10 points, and Andrew O'Donnell had 10 points for the defenders. As for Midland, they're led in scoring by Alex Starkle. He has 24 points, 8 of 8 shooting from the field, and 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Jesse Jones, 20 points. He had 14 of those come from the free throw line. And then 15 points for Jalen Hoosier, all coming from the 3-point line. He was 5 of 7 from 3. And then 11 points for Marcus Franklin and also Galen Gully. Turnovers, 13 for Midland, 17 for Dort College. Rebounding-wise, Dort College with 31. Midland, 24, and Midland with 22. Shooting, Midland shot a total of 31 of 48 from the field for 65%. From three-point land, they were 12 of 22 for 55%, and on free throws, they were 30 of 41 for 73%. Dort College shoots 32 of 53 for the game for 60%. From three-pointers, they went 14 of 24 as a team for 58%. And from the free throw line, Dort College goes a total of 17 of 27 from the free throw line for 63% for the game. I'm joined now by Coach Salma after a tough loss against a highly ranked team. And first of all, starting the game, how important was it that Dort was able to get those nine three-pointers total in the first half and was able to get to a 10-point lead, but just had it dwindle away before halftime, and then it was tied at the half?
Well, Derek, I thought we shot the ball obviously very well in the first half, and maybe a little bit of fool's gold there for us. Obviously the problem was, and I think you probably alluded to it with the stats, we just didn't defend very well. And obviously we shot well at 60% ourselves, but we cannot. This team is just not good enough to win, giving up 104 points. You know, maybe in the past few years we were able to do it, get in running gun games and beat somebody 105 to 104, but this team just doesn't have the makeup to do that. And that said, yeah, we scored 95, but we shot a very high percentage. This did not favor us, you know, in terms of what it needed to be. And, you know, I thought we did some really good things throughout the game, but I also felt that this is one that was maybe there for the taking and maybe missed an opportunity.
One positive thing to note from this is, noticed last weekend against Cardinal Stritch, one person for certain, Tyler Walthersdorf, really struggled, and he comes out today in a huge game and ends up scoring 29 points total and carrying the team. And he started doing it from the three-point line, but the entire second half it wasn't the threes that he was hitting. It was just working inside and being one of the more physical players for the Dort team.
Yeah, Derek, he responded like a good leader needs to, like a good senior leader needs to. You said he struggled last week against Stritch a little bit, but thought he had a really good week of practice. I thought he tried to do his best to lead and show the younger kids how to do some things. And he got himself established early offensively and really fought. Really happy with the effort that Ty gave. And I think David, our other senior, Dan Herter, played very well also. I think the minutes that he gave us in the second half, his three-point play when we were down five brought us to within two and really sparked us there. So I thought those two guys did some good things. David's still trying to work himself into shape after a knee injury a few weeks ago. We just need to collectively be on the same page. You know, this team does not have that window for error, especially against a team like Midland, to have lapses defensively. I think we only got 8 stops the entire second half, and that's just simply not going to cut it. You know, we are not good enough to run up and down and try to outscore people. It's going to be fun. It's going to be enticing, but it's not something we're going to have a lot of success doing.
All right. Thank you, Coach, so much for being here for this game. Final score, Dort College loses this one 104-95 to number 2 in the country, the Midland Warriors. In a close GPAC game, Dort College will play next Wednesday at AIB at 7 o'clock. Mike Weicker will be there for that game. You can listen to that one on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM or online, and then they'll continue GPAC play with a women's and men's doubleheader at Doan on Saturday at 2 o'clock, men's game to follow at around 4. That's all I have for now for KDCR Sports. I'm Derek DeBrees reporting. Dort College loses a close one by 9 to number 2 in the country, Midland. Thanks for tuning in to KDCR on this Saturday evening.